Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know who else is open for business? Fox and Friends and Todd Pyro, correct?
The ball is tipped.
Oh, wait.
You're running for your life. You're a shooting star.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. Really manly. That has nothing to do with the conversation. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. 3, 2, 1.
Battle Hawk.
People might have thought their radio was broken there. Todd Pyro, how are you?
You know, you told me you were going to come to me at 10 after the hour. It's 13 minutes after the hour. That's 3 minutes that I had to waste on the phone. Don't you realize that I'm a very busy man these days?
It's kind of a big deal.
So much to do. I am just, my schedule is taxed. I'm working 26 hours a day. Now, this is just crazy, guys. I mean, I'm not working at home. And when you eliminate a 2-hour drive each way from your commute, you have a lot more time.
Wow. That, you know, the stunning thing about that, though, is, I mean, I've worked in television news for a long time. You when you're covering stories, that's difficult if you're doing it all remotely.
Yes and no. I mean, look, there's just, the TV coverage of this pandemic is so much different than your coverage of anything else that I've ever done. And just the coverage itself, because it's all medical based, you know, and so you need to be very, very sensitive to that. And then on the other hand, everybody's doing it from home. So there's so many variables at play. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that my life is overly taxing right now. When I'm given an assignment, obviously it's on the coronavirus, and I try to be very, very fact based, but also provide the pros and the cons, because there are a lot of cons each day. There are a lot of pros, and the American people need to hear all of that so that they can get the balance that they need going forward. We don't want people in Pollyanna world. We also don't want people, you know, so upset that they're suicidal. So you need to be honest. You need to be truthful. And that's what I'm trying my best to do right now. I'm sorry that was a very serious answer after a fun lead-in, but this is a serious time.
It's true. And you know, we try to do the same things. Todd, I had a doctor on this morning from Kansas City who was talking about, she's a family physician, and there's all this debate over this chloroquine, right? The White House has been talking about it in the corona briefings and all that. She found out recently that she's not allowed to prescribe it because the FDA will only allow it to currently be prescribed in hospitals. So, for, you know, people are getting all kinds of information about this drug and what it can do and what it's been known to do in other places, but their own family physician right now can apparently not just, you can't just prescribe it and go pick it up at Walgreens if you think somebody needs to be treated with it. You know, that's a story that, I don't know if it's different. She said it's an FDA rule. So, found that out this morning.
I mean, I think, look, there's so many sub-stories within this. This is obviously a top five sub-story within the overall pandemic. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I have the answers. Every time I get on the phone with my dad, he yells about why it is not being used. And then when I read Facebook posts from doctors, you know, there's definitely that reticence for the potential side effects. But to your point, the sort of non-standard rules across all 50 states, you can in this state, you can in this state, and even if you can't in this state, there are some exceptions that don't, it is so confusing, and it sort of underscored, I mean, we knew that the healthcare system and all of its rules and its pricings and its drug controls and all this stuff was confusing prior to this pandemic. I think you're now seeing that what all that confusion leads to is that when you really need answers, like when it's literally life and death for a lot more people than it was prior to the pandemic, this confusion and this sort of amorphous nature of our system is unacceptable. That combined with the fact that, oh, by the way, so much of the materials that make up our drugs are from China. If there are two takeaways that we have from this, we got to figure out and make drug protocols, let's say, a lot more standard and logical throughout the country. And two, we got to do this stuff in our country. I think there's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I know. I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, the thing, have you gone out at all? I mean, the essential errands to the grocery store, things like that. What are you seeing? I mean, I went the other day and there were a fair amount of people wearing masks and gloves, and there were also a fair amount who weren't. So clearly, whatever stay-at-home order people issue, it's the individuals are still making this decision on their own for around here.
Yeah, same thing here. I'm up in Connecticut, obviously, and definitely saw exactly what you saw. Some doing it, some not. Social distancing in a supermarket. To a certain extent, you're trying, but the aisles are tight. And our supermarkets up here now have one-way aisles, so it's like you're driving in New York City when you're trying to get your pasta. But, you know, it's a smart move. That way you don't get the crowding with people going in both directions. This is a very individual thing. And, you know, humans are by nature selfish, and they're going to do what they want to do. And I'm not even saying it's in their best interest. I mean, what's in their best interest is to stay home. I'm experiencing some of these difficulties in my own family. I'm not going to get into the names of the relatives, but trying to herd cats is not the easiest thing in the world. And you're trying to be sensitive. You're trying not to be bossy. But, you know, these are important decisions. And, it would be great if we all acted like drones and just did everything that we were told. But, one, that's not the American spirit. Otherwise, we'd all be talking in British accents right now. But, it's tough. And that's why you hear the various leaders imploring people, please, please just follow this for a little bit longer. Otherwise, the longer we dilly-dally, the longer people think it's okay for them to flaunt the rules, but not everybody else, the longer we're going to be in this. And then that hurts the entire country. That hurts your bottom line, all your listeners' bottom line, my bottom line, everybody.
True. Yeah, we're talking to Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends. I'm just kind of sitting at home waiting for my rebate check from my auto insurance company. I saw that story this morning. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Number 10 on my list of things to do for the week of April 6th. I called up my father-in-law. I texted my father-in-law because he doubles as our auto insurance broker because, you know, he wanted to get a fee off of my wife and I. And he goes, you know, you have to have a good-looking father-in-law to do this. So I said, okay, I'm just going to call MetLife on my own. I don't need your shenanigans, Bob. Go to work.
Go to work.
Yeah, that's interesting. I I am going to call up my insurance company today and be like, hey, what's the deal? Because I went from driving 2 hours a day each way to my car not moving.
Thank you. Yeah, that's absolutely the case. Yeah, I don't know about you. We've run out of ways to entertain ourselves. We've watched Tiger King. We've watched Ozark. We're now taking long, aimless bike rides to nowhere. It's getting old in a hurry. That's for sure. But we may have baseball again soon.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's get to Ozark. Keep the Ozark talk a little bit quiet because my wife and I are, I think, in episode 6. Okay. We have three more to go. We have 8, 9, and 10 to go. And I was getting a little bit mad at the beginning. I was like, come on, pick up a little steam. But those middle episodes really did pick up steam in the middle. My question for you, is that where you live?
It is not. But thank you for pointing that out so we can please let the world know all of Missouri is not Ozark. Thank you.
Not Ozark yet.
No, it's about that's about 3 hours from here, the Lake of the Ozarks. And just so people know, the darn thing was actually filmed in Georgia. None of the beauty shots you see, with the exception of one or two shots occasionally,
really?
Have anything to do with the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri.
There you go.
I know.
There you go. But you also mentioned baseball. I mean, look, if I can't go to the game with my dad and grab peanuts and Cracker Jack, have a hot dog at Yankee Stadium, the second best option really is, you know, as it's being discussed now, is this Arizona option. And, you know, working for Fox, you know, I think my station, my company would be happy with that because, you know, people are desperate. People need that sports outlet. And, you know, it can almost save baseball. If it's the only thing that's on your TVs in the month of August, even albeit all from Arizona, you know, you're going to be sitting at home watching, and maybe people get really, really stoked about baseball again. I don't know. I'm looking for positives out of the rubble of our lives right now.
I know. I'm waiting for, like, the players union to step in and say, wait a minute. Are we sure? How are we going to socially distance if we're on a ball field? Now, they're talking about not doing this till May sometime. Looks like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Being able to announce something like that would be a big boost to this country, I think.
Yeah, and that's sort of the focus. You heard the players union, you know, a lot of the players complaining. Let me strike that. Let me pick my words a little bit more carefully. You've heard talk about the players talking about the fact that they'd be away from their families for that long. But again, there's also talk of this being sort of like the military in wartime, taking one for the good of the country. And you get to play baseball. You're not getting shot at. You know, again, this isn't my life. I'm speaking out of turn for people who have completely different lives than me. But, you know, think of the boost, like you said, if we had this. And to one of your other points, I read that instead of using the stands for fans, the stands would be used to, like, socially distance players. So, you know, a player, you know, gets out and then they walk up into the stands and six feet away from the manager, which is weird. But, you know, everything in our lives is weird right now.
Boy, that's surreal. I was already sad that I didn't get to watch any basketball this weekend. They did play my Kentucky Wildcats, who were on beating Kansas the other day. I was happy about that. But beyond that, what do you do, right? I'm running out of options.
I know. The sports are definitely taking it. I turned on that game as well. And boy, Anthony Davis, he's a good ball player there. But, you know, it's one of those things. I keep coming back to, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on your show. My grandfather, you know, went overseas for 4 years, and, you know, he wasn't social distancing. But honestly, if it was a choice between social distancing or getting shot at by Nazis, I'll sit in my house and watch the TV. You know, if I had a choice, obviously, if I had to go into the draft and defend my country, you go do that. You know, that's the deal. But, you know, I'm not saying it's easy what we're doing, but I'm also saying we can suck it up just because there's so many who sacrifice so much. Look at it right now. Look at the doctors, you know. So I'm really trying not to complain about anything in my life. Yes, my life has gone from 60 to about 10. As opposed from going 0 to 60, but okay, it's temporary. I'm going to read some. I'm talking to Mark Cox for longer than normal. You know, all the good stuff in the world.
Listen, I was just, can you hear that? I've just handed a note that says it is not safe to talk about how bored you are in the house with your wife listening. So I've got to be careful here. She's around all the time.
You can do that. My wife is asleep. So,
nice.
Yes, I didn't mean to get you in trouble. So if that was a note sent to you by your lovely wife, Mrs. Mark Cox, I'm talking about my own journey.
Thank you, Todd. I'll pass that along, my friend.
Well, I do. People helping people.
That's right. Hey, stay safe. We appreciate you.
You too, guys. Enjoy.
All right. Yeah, Todd Pyro there of Fox and Friends.